Don't touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton. We have a great show today. I got my buddy Jude Angeline all the way from Michigan, who is the host of The Rude Jude Show on Sirius XM Radio. And it's we're going to laugh about that. Before I get started, first of all, everybody, please check out my sponsor, which is Oliva Cigar. They have been with me. I am going to Nicaragua in January 22nd to the 27th. I'll be doing aerial footage. We're doing a whole bunch of stuff with the fields. We're going to look in. I'm going to roll cigars. We are going to be doing that because they are the makers of my Crooked Diamond cigar, everybody. You got to love it, man. They love it. They're great. What great partners they've been. I really got to say great things about them. I also want to thank MyBookie.ag. That's my other sponsor. MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Lawton and get a 50% match, meaning you put up $50, you get $75. You put up $100, you get $150, all the way up to $1,000. Go on there, do that. It helps the channel out, helps us out. Check out my book, Gangster Redemption, 2 new chapters all the way up to 2023. The book, the cookbook, check them all out. Please check our Discord out. We will be starting a Discord server with a GTA, our own game, own meta world, the whole works. So much going on, everybody, so check it out. We got these great new lighters. Ours are black with the diamond, and let me tell you something, people. This is unbelievable light, and not only a triple torch, not only this, click it up, electronic, hit the button, gotta love it. You don't even need to hold it. It's got the gas light. It's got, when I went lighters, I went all out. I had to do it
They're
right.
Good for cigar smokers and crackheads.
Great alive. Cigar smokers, crackheads, whoever the hell wants to use the lighters are great. You can actually put it on your desk and it stays lit for dabs, you know, whatever you want. But they will be out. They'll be here in about 25 days and they'll be probably sold out within a week. They're going to be all black and they have the, like I said, the electronic lights. They are chargeable. They have the fill for the butane and we have the Crooked Diamond logo on. The boxes really look like unbelievable, Nick. They really, you saw them. They look like an iPhone box. It's really great. Comes with a charger, the whole works. I had to go all out after that fiasco with the other lighter, which I give out now just to everybody. Our company gave 1,000 lighters to us because they were the wrong lighters. But we are done with that. I have one of my great friends. I hope to work with this man someday because he's really just like me in a lot of ways. He's younger than me, of course. Most people are. But he really has the vision. He's one of the smart guys in the industry. He's been with SiriusXM Radio for almost 20 years. About 20 years he's been with them. And he's got the All Out Show. Am I correct? Was it the All Out Show with Rude Jude? Did I mess it up? Did I mess it up? I don't know.
Larry, I don't even remember that. I barely can remember it, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jude, you know, listen to you. I'm going to be on Jude's show, matter of fact, tomorrow. We go back and forth, but Jude's going to be more of a regular because people want to hear what he has to say. They love our skit when we did it on the cooking show in the RV. We're going to do more of that, and something is coming out. I got a little surprise that's coming for this holiday because I changed my I got a little trouble on TikTok, so we have a new TikTok. It's Larry Lawton Official. You know, dude, I'm not.
What do you do on TikTok, Larry?
Let's just put it this way. I'm not the most politically correct man in the planet here. But, you know, I don't give a shit. You know, let me tell you, Jude, you and I talked about this. The only one who can cancel me is me. Unless, of course, obviously they shut me down or something like YouTube or something. But I'm not doing anything bad that way. But listen, the only body who can shut you down, you and I talk about this, Nick. Turn my headphone up a hair, but you just on there. That's perfect. And, the only one who could make me cancel is myself. If I accept all these woke people who want to do all the bullshit and on me, I would end up canceling myself, and I don't give a shit. And I asked 1,000 people, Jude, on my platform, and I said, they go, Larry, we will listen to you. We know who you are. We know who your heart is. We know, you know, you're kind of who you are.
You do want is to get Twitter canceled. It's the best thing for your career. Just to get Twitter canceled, have a bunch of people who don't even know you hate you, keep sharing your clips, keep sharing your channel to shit on you, and then you're going to get fucking 50,000 new people who never knew who you were, who are like, oh, these guys are tripping.
Jeez, thanks, Nick. Everybody hates me as it is. Now you want to get more people to hate me.
No, Jesus. I'm saying it's the Twitter people. You want them to hate you. You want them to share all your clips and hate. So then, you know, 50,000 new people see your clips and they don't hate you. They're like, these guys are tripping. This guy's pretty cool.
Well, I'm going to go right to the man who was probably, if you want to call it, canceled right now, Jude. Jude was the antagonist, if anybody don't know, because we're a little older. Back on the Jenny Jones show, Jude really started out by being the antagonist, the guy that would cut on people and go after people. And he did it, of course. Jude, I know Jude's heart. Jude is one of the nicest guys, one of the best guys, smartest guys I know. But he knew how to antagonize people, if you call it what it is. Jude, what do you think about what's going on, and what do you think about the woke and what's going on in radio TV today?
I didn't say retard as much as I did. You could beep that. But I didn't say retard as much as I do now because they're trying to take the word away. I'm just tired of people like eliminating words and telling me I can't tell the truth. Like, suddenly the truth is offensive and I gotta pretend like some dude is a chick. I can't do it no more, bro. Like, I just can't, man. Like, I'm done.
I'm
trying to be reasonable, but they're not.
Hey, Jude, it's funny because I was listening to a couple of shows. There's, you know, obviously, you know, podcasts, you know, Joey Diaz, who's a good friend.
Shane Gillis.
Oh, and God. If you look at a couple of Theo Von, all of those guys, it's crazy. And I will tell you what, Jude, that they're funny because I hear a retard word. I hear different words all the time. Nick, we got a 10-minute notice just to let you know. Can you look at that?
Oh, and, God, and damn see it. What we gotta do you pay for this?
I thought I did. If I didn't, we got to redo it. But yes, I do. What? Well, figure out what we'll do.
I mean, we just have to call him back.
Well, of course.
What's the 10-minute notice?
I don't know, Jude. Believe me.
He doesn't pay for
it. Y'all got to hang up.
Yeah, no, he doesn't pay I ain't for hanging Skype up anyway. Anymore.
And not until this thing kills me. But
you like one of them reaction guys that make me watch the commercials? They do like reaction videos and won't even like splurge on that $10 a month for YouTube or you
I have that. Are you kidding me, man? I pay for more shit, Jude. I don't even know what I pay for, to be honest.
Well,
the problem is that your cards get stolen, so you get a new card, and then you can't go resubscribe to your 1,000 subscriptions.
Once a month, my card, once a month, my cards get stolen. I get a charge from, like, California, some shit I've never been to in San Diego. Have you been to Mayor's Jewelers in San Diego? I said, what are you kidding me? I wouldn't go to a Mayor's Jewelry if they gave me something. It's such garbage. But, I mean...
You wouldn't even rob one.
I wouldn't even rob them. I didn't rob them. They're, you know, those aren't robbable stores. Those are people who suckers that just go there and give them money. They're not wholesalers and jewelers like we know. But, Jude, what's going on with this woke community? Obviously, are you seeing that with Sirius XM Radio? And do you get any flack or kickback from your management and stuff of that nature?
You know what? I'm going to be like 1,000%. Like, Sirius, where I'm at is probably one of the freest speech places you can have, really. I think it's because there's so many stations and they just don't bother. And I kind of got grandfathered in. That being said, I'm probably unhireable anywhere else. You know,
not with me, buddy. Man, I hope you come work with me. I can't hire you, but I can partner with you. But the you know, there's things we can do. I'm sure we're going to discuss a lot. But you know, Jude, I look at it like, listen, no matter what I say on air or wherever I am, the best feedback I get from anybody is, Larry, just keep it real the way you're doing, you know, keep it real. Sometimes I get off and go off on tangents and I know I'm a little crazy and stuff, but that's just me. And, you know, some people don't like it. Some do. Most people just say, keep doing what you're doing. And I'm not going to stay. You know me pretty well, man. I'm 62 years old, Jude. You know, at what point am I going to change? That's over.
Nah, it's a double-edged sword because all those people that say keep it real, it's like keep it real as long as you agree with me. And then when you come with a tape that they don't like, now they mad and they don't want to listen to you no more. And it's like, it's tough because it's hard to have a nuanced point of view where you're like, all right, I'm over it. Like, I agree with you here. I disagree with you here. I agree with you here. And, like, I think people aren't used to hearing the truth from from everyone else. So when someone comes with a complicated idea, they don't even know what to do with it. You know, yeah,
You know, Jude, to say on that point, I had a guest on my Friday show and my Tuesday show. My Tuesday show, my guest was the presidential candidate named Mike Terramat. And he was very, very nice guy. We had a great conversation, sat across. We talked about that. We talked about, you know, whether it's a good Republican. I hate both parties. You know that. I'm a libertarian and he was too. And that's why I had him on the show. And we talked for an hour and a half. He asked Nick great questions. Nick gave honest answers from a 26-year-old. I gave him straight answers from a 62-year-old. And he's my age. He's actually a few months older than me. He was born in June. I'm born in October of 1961. But what I got out of him was he agrees on a lot. He less government, of course, most libertarians. Like, we don't need all these alphabet organizations. We don't need the DEA, the FBI, the ATF, ABCs. all these ABCs, alphabet organizations. Yeah. They're against the people. They're top heavy to begin with. And what is government for in our lives? They should protect our seaways and our military and our borders and stuff of that nature and keep that. But you know, get out of our way, man. The more, just like we talked about, you know, he wants to make more competition in education and in policing even. So he was really an intelligent conversation. Nick, as a 26-year-old on that conversation, what did you get out of it?
I got that I like drama in politics, and he wasn't very dramatic, but I did like his stance on everything. I liked his stance
was that
on everything.
Nice way of Nick saying he thought he was boring. Like, was,
no, he wasn't boring, but like
pretty close, dude.
If you want to get your votes up, you got to call somebody ugly. You got to insult somebody's wife. It's just how politics work now. Yeah. Sorry, it's just how they work now.
He's not lying. You got to bring the razzle dazzle.
You got to riz him up.
Dazzle now, man.
You got
to. I agree to a point, guys.
You
got to
fuck somebody's wife. You got to do something now in politics to get my vote. I'm not standing in line.
You know what we want, Jude? What we're waiting for here, and you're going to like this. We're waiting for the presidential debates between Biden and Trump. I'll pay for those. I think we can get out of debt because I would pay to watch those two clowns.
I would give it $100
at this point. I mean, I really, Biden is brain dead. Trump is crazy.
I think he's going to die. I think that dude's gonna die.
He is dead.
I'm with you, Jude. I think the guy has really got some shit going on with him. And
do you
and
vote, Jude? Do you vote?
Let's see. I didn't vote the last one, and I've never voted for a winning president ever.
You never voted for a winning president? That's a good litmus test. Hey, Jude, don't vote for me, and maybe I'm gonna run for president.
Yeah, straight up, yeah. I'm consistent, bro.
You've been consistent. Pissed.
I haven't been. Yeah. Hey, I haven't trusted these motherfuckers since day one, man. I'm like, I don't know about this. I don't know about that. You know what? I voted for Gore when I was 18 or something like that. That was like the first time I could vote. I voted for Gore, and I was like, fuck this dude. He's a pussy. Then we started talking about like global warming shit. I actually don't like him.
And he didn't invent the internet. He didn't invent the internet. That's such bullshit. You know, oh, Gore invented the internet. No, he didn't invent the internet. Get the fuck out of here. He's a politician. It was funny because, you know, it's amazing how I remember my first vote. I voted for Reagan back in the day. I was in the military.
Yeah.
And Reagan was a kick-ass. Nick asked me, was Reagan crazy? I said, Reagan was an actor who came on. He didn't give a shit. He was on a live mic on a show once and said, we're about to bomb Russia, you know, as a joke. And he was crazy as, you know, he had his crazy side. His wife, Nick, just to let you know this, ran him by the horoscopes. She believed in horoscopes.
Oh, fuck.
And literally.
She was a crystal bitch.
Oh, yeah.
She was a little crystal bitch with her eggs. My first vote was Donnie or Hillary. And I was like, oh, I got to go wait in line for this? No, I'm okay.
You know what really touches these kids, Jude, and you and I are going to have to kick his ass a little bit on this. He said, but it's true to hear from young people like him what really gets them going, meaning like he really can't stand the lines and stuff. And I almost don't blame him. Why did they make you take a day off? Why don't they give you the day off and go vote or something? Why do you have to get off work all day long?
Yeah, could you imagine?
And then wait four hours to go.
Say you're not my boss. I serve tables. Say I'm serving tables for a living. Could you imagine me walking up to my fucking manager and being like, hey, I need the day off to go vote? He'd be like, you know what? You're working a double that day, actually. You fucking idiot.
Well, mate, listen.
Who's giving you the day off to go vote?
You know, I have my trepidations about
what you wake up early?
No, I worked a double before.
What's wrong with you fucking lame-ass youngsters?
I'm
not waking up at 6 a.m. to go stand in line to vote for Hillary or Trump. No way I'm waking up early for that.
I didn't vote the last one either, so I can't say shit. But all I'm saying is like, y'all motherfuckers precious, man. I blame divorced moms because they end up marrying their kids, and then the kids never have to go leave the fucking house, and then the work ethic is fucking sucks. Like, they're not hungry, man. If they get fired, they just go live back with their mom again. They probably still living with her now. They're gonna pay the fucking phone bills and shit. Like, I can't, bro.
Dude, you know, you are really right. That's when you talk about, no, the hunger and the drive. I'm lucky I got Nick, because Nick he does have drive. I mean, I give him a lot of credit. He kicks me in the ass when I need it in the drive end of it. But yeah, of course I try to help him, like, you know, educate him on the long game, I call it. Like you and I talked about before, Jude, the long game. And I look at young people like this, no matter what we think, Jude, you and I are fucking goddamn gone soon. Well, me first, then you, then Nick.
Yeah, like, well, we don't know that. Years.
We don't know that.
Listen, I got fucking 15 years. I'll take fucking. Listen, if I drop dead at 77, I'm doing all right. You know, a good 77 where I can still fuck. I'll be all right. Go ahead, Nick. What?
Go ahead.
Just really quick, dude, do you have the paid subscription for Zoom?
With June now. What do we do? How do we do?
I was asking him if he had the paid subscription, because he could not invite us to.
Well, let's get him back. Can
for another couple minutes?
I don't know how it works. Another 40 minutes?
Yeah, it's 30 minutes.
Okay, let's get him back. I don't know how to do that. Sorry about that, everybody. Listen, we do have it, or I did have it. And like you said, I don't know what subscription did what, where and how. I just don't know how it happened, people. And we're going to redo that again and hit Jude back up, because Jude has such great insight. He's been in the entertainment business for 20 years. And, you know, he's self-made. You know, Jude got his job at Sirius. He got his stuff at the Jenny Jones Show, making $200 an episode of something like that. So, you know, Jude is not the kind of guy that just got away with, did everything and did all that. Can't you put that under mine, or does it matter? Well, okay, I didn't know if it mattered or whatnot, so I know you do that. You're down here.
Sure, buddy.
Okay, I don't know if you had to just click back together and Nah, come on, Nick, let's get going. I mean, you and I know I got that right, so. Oh man, you have to go to email, right on email on the top. All right, but you didn't want to see that. There you go. Well, no, it doesn't.
How do you entertain the crowd?
I'm trying to entertain the crowd by yelling at you, Nick, because Nick is driving me crazy again. Nick, why don't I?
I said you can't.
No, I can't. Oh, see, I was right. All out show. I had it right. Did you see that? Wow, you know, it's funny because Jude messed with me one time. We were pretty messed up, and I didn't have it, if you remember that, Nick. And it was kind of like, wow, I didn't have it. So, but did you send it to him? He'll be up in that thing on that side thing. Oh, it's invite, right? So you hit that. And he's going to click on the link. And we're going to have Jude back here in 1 second. I'm very sorry about that. Listen, that goes to show you this is the real deal. Things happen just the way it is. And I'm one of the kind of guys that just mess it up pretty much. But I'm not blaming me, but we're going to get that fixed. I'm not going to blame me. Here he is. Jude's right back here. I said I'm not blaming me. We got to do it. There he is right here, man. He's my man. He's back. Unmute yourself. Do this. And we are good to go with Jude again. I apologize to Jude, and the camera's got to go. But okay, hey Jude, I'm gonna apologize. Yeah. I'm apologizing to you, Jude.
Why don't you stay where Nick was? Or
I don't think it matters. There it went. There it is. I'm sorry about that, dude. I think I don't know. I'm not. Listen.
There they are. Look at these fellas.
Hey, Jude. Listen, like I said,
See, this is YouTube over here.
And I also said to Jude, I said to Nick, I said, look, I'm not going to blame myself, of course. So, fuck it.
But no, blame Nick.
Now, of course. Now,
Nick should have had his backup one lined up already.
Oh, right? There you, that's my man.
I was in the middle of my question, which was if you had the paid subscription, you were my backup.
Oh, you were your backup.
I was going to see if you had the paid subscription.
You know, Jude, we were talking. I was telling the fans about, you know, how you came up into the business. You worked your balls off. You made a couple hundred bucks a show way back 25 years ago, because you've been with Sirius 20 years. I says, and the reason I love talking to you, because you haven't changed a bit, you know, that I know of. You know, I mean, I know you a while now, probably 6 years or something like that. And we've been back and forth. And I feel like
6 years before YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, because I've been on his show. I went on his show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I remember meeting him. Wow. How long ago? We went down to his friend's condo in Miami. And
like a year ago, bro.
That's more. No, you were here a year and a half ago. I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when
that's when we met face to face.
No, the girl's house. That was more than a year and a half ago, Jude. That had to be a couple of years ago, right?
Nah.
No, that was a year and a half ago. I seen the pictures.
How long ago were you here, Jude?
It was like a year and a half ago.
He was here like 9 months ago.
Was it?
Hey, I was here for Easter.
Yeah.
I came out for Easter.
This year? Easter 2023?
Easter I ever had. Like right around Easter. Yeah, right around that time. Right around the Easter break.
Really?
I wasn't here for Easter proper, but I came out for that. Yeah.
Wow, man.
Bike week.
Wait, you're talking...
Oh, yes, we did go to bike week.
Wait,
we
didn't
took
you guys
RV on acid to bike week. Was good.
Didn't you guys meet before that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We went and met at his friend's house.
I seen the fucked up
in Miami.
Face.
Oh, yeah. That's where Jude fell down on the balcony. I got out of there. I said, I don't want to get no, like, assault beef down here in Miami. I'm up.
Larry split fast, bro. I was like, what you want? You still on probation, man? You still on parole, man? You fucking fell quick.
He pulls his papers out of his fucking pocket.
It went from like, party time to me just, like, we were having a good time party time, and then it just went from that to me bleeding by myself in 5 minutes. Like, it was like, bam.
You know, it was funny, Jude.
And Larry pushed you.
See, I took all my jewelry off, bro. Yeah, Larry pushed me.
Larry pushed you. You didn't have any. He knew you had jewelry.
You know, Jude, that was so funny.
He was charging me sitting insurance. And I was like, I don't have it. And then he pushed me down, busted my face. And I was like,
and then charged you.
Now I'll pay him sitting insurance for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny because Jude and I brought
double the interest.
I brought a bunch of booze. So I actually had to steal a cart from down below. If you remember that, Jude, I had to take the cart to bring the booze up because it was a bunch of booze. And we sat there. We had a great time. And like I said, I felt like I knew Jude. It wasn't the first time we met. I mean, obviously,
well, it's like
a lot,
Xbox friends.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
See that? They go right to games that I
mean,
don't
did
know.
You guys not meet on the internet?
Yeah, not on the internet. Yeah, on TV, I guess, radio. Go ahead, Jude.
We were simpatico. It didn't matter, though, man. We're still simpatico, you know what I mean? Like, it's like some people, you could chop it up on the air, but it doesn't translate off the air. It translated.
Very true, Jude. Exactly. I 100% agree with that.
That's like when I moved down here to live with my Xbox friend. Like, the first time I met him, I was sleeping on their couch. They were just like, go inside, go, you know. I fell asleep. They walked in and I was like, oh, hey, what's up? It wasn't like, it's so nice to meet you. Cause it's like, we've already met for like 12 years. So it wasn't like first time.
You when you woke up.
I was like, you got any bud?
Like, I'm home. Oh, this is home. Oh, mother's love. Oh, nice.
You know, Jude, matter of fact, Laura and John said hello. Laura, you know, my buddy, Laura. We're going away this week. I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I'm going to get my RV in South Carolina. Then I'm going to Savannah. And then we're going to, listen to this, we're going to a concert. Sammy Hagar. I Can't Drive 55. Do you remember Sammy Hagar? And we're going to a concert in the Hard Rock Cafe down in Hollywood, Florida. We're going to do that. A bunch of us are going to be down there. So then I'm not getting back till next Sunday, I think it is. So we're like running around, and we love it. You know, they're such good people. You know, the people I hang with and got to know, and they're so like, you know, they could care less what I did. I talked to a producer from Netflix when I was in California the last trip, and she wants to do a docuseries on me. And
she's from Paramount. Well, she's independent. She doesn't work for anyone. But her last project was a Paramount project.
Paramount. Yeah, Paramount. And then she's like big time showrunner, you know. And I talked to a couple. I went to a party, Jude, with Hoochie Call's house, and you know him, Kirill. That motherfucker. Well, we want to talk about a crazy party. Yeah, out. We, you know, a bunch of these OnlyFans girls and stuff. And I'm the oldest at the party. Oh, that's horse, okay. Horse. There's nothing wrong with that.
It was great. Yeah.
No, I'm not mad.
No, they know it too. That's the best part. They know it too.
I just saved a bunch of syllables for you, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, we had such a blast, and you'd have loved this. I don't know if I sent you some video. I was the oldest there, but they tried to get me on a pole. And the lady goes,
Did you bang out any of those girls?
Well, you know, I would never disrespect people like that. Now,
he doesn't kiss and tell, but that's nice. Wildly vet, he's got the dick shot.
Dick shots working there, Jude.
He's like, Nick, you gotta find your way home. I was like, okay, I'll go home.
Nick, it's called Uber.
I know what Uber is, but you definitely had way more fun at that pizza party that you crashed yesterday.
Oh, stop the day it. Before. Stop. Listen,
he crashed a pizza party, a children's pizza party, Jude. He ate all the pizza.
Like hey, like I've been hanging out with kids a lot too myself.
Well, it's wait a minute. That sounded like I'm some kind of pedophile. Like,
did you or did you not crash a pizza party?
We did. Jude, you're going to love this, Jude.
I was like, hey, let's go golfing. Like, let's go golfing. No, we got to go skating. He's balls deep in the skating fix for some reason. He wants to go rollerblading. I'm like, all right, you're 62.
Not rollerblading, roller skating. They weren't blades when I was out.
Did they have, you had a pizza party at a roller skate? Did they have the crushed ice? With the Coca-Cola?
No, they didn't have any crushed ice.
I didn't see that. You know, what happened, Jude, was, listen, I took a little substance that you and I know what I like. It's a mind-altering substance. So I said, let's really go.
I love how you just were like, yeah, we were in Daytona doing acid, but this pizza party was just a little mind-altering substance.
So
at this children's pizza party fucking tripping dick.
He's a man of mystery. He's a man of mystery.
Hey, Jude, I thought, you know, really, let me tell you how messed up it made my head. And I'm telling you, Nick will tell you. I was bedset. I used to, when I was young, and I'm talking about 20 years, so 40 years ago, I literally could roller skate real good.
He hasn't been on
back
skates.
Back and forth and stuff. And
in
I could roller
40
skate.
Years. He hasn't been on skates in 40 years.
Dude, I went there tripping.
Last time you skated, they had like metal skates that you would attach to the shoe, bro. That's how long ago you
We did have
man.
Those.
Stop it.
We did have those. But they had the normal ones too. But you know, we went at Jude, and you're going to laugh at this, Jude. So I thought I could roller skate. I was so depressed that I couldn't do. He took video.
I literally
he's got video.
Man,
you're gonna let. He's
got
to send it to you.
I thought this grown man was going to cry. Like his lip was quivering. He was like, "I used to be so good at this."
What do you think
he
could do?
I don't know. He thought he was gonna get in there and skate backwards. He said he could skate like low and backwards and hockey stop.
Were you able to at least skate and kind of keep a groove while you're skating?
No, really, dude. I was crawling along a wall. Dude, I was crawling along a wall. He's got these 6-year-old kids flying by me, like, "Hey, fuck you, old man!" And I'm like, "What
They're like
is
hip
going
checking them and
on?"
Shit.
I says, "I mean, I was good. I really, Jude. I don't know if I was in fear of. Cause, listen, let's face it. I fall hard. It's gonna be.
Hey,
it can
man,
be bad.
You fall. It's a wrap.
I know. Yeah, that's why I never wanted to go.
We have to give him a whole new leg.
I was before we went." Before we went, Jude, I was like, this is not a good idea. You're going to fall. You're going to break something. Then all your friends are going to look at me like this was my stupid ass idea. Like
you stop being so fucking negative. Just fucking say, yeah, Larry, let's go.
No,
yeah.
No.
But Jude, if I would have broke a hip,
He's
you would have said.
He's a bundle of nerves, this fucking dude.
Hey, no. Hey, yeah, but Jude, if I break a hip, you would have said, Nick, what are you doing?
What
are you doing?
Like, what the fuck? You took him to a skating rink?
I've never, I've never, ever, ever, ever done that ever. I never have I said, Nick, don't let Larry go be Larry.
No, Nick.
I say don't post a tape of Larry being like Larry. I've said that before.
Oh no, I'm posting
like,
that. One.
Don't post that. I was like, Nick, don't post that tape of Larry being Larry, man. That's not a good Larry being Larry. But yo, I never said don't let him be Larry.
Oh, dude, you're the best. We're gonna send you some of these videos. I mean, he's cracking up showing somebody. Who'd you show the other?
Paul.
Paul, yeah. My nephew.
He's sitting there trying to balance with the air, like shaking back and forth, like not moving anywhere.
Okay, I need Jude. Since you're on SiriusXM, you got a great show. I'm gonna need a favor from your show. I am doing a rap song, and we're doing a rap video. Look at Jude. You should see his face. That poor Jude. Dude, this is for real. Now, listen, I got a writer writing the song. I got a writer.
Okay.
And they'll be talking about my listen, Jude, you got to believe in me, bro.
Hey, man.
And I need you.
There's some old rappers from Britain I like.
I
showed him them.
He showed me them.
I showed him.
And I said, wait a minute.
Bays or whatever.
We're going to, I got a young kid who's writing a song. Nick is, we got the beats. We're going to do a killer ass video. I mean, in a boat and jacuzzi and broads and car. We're going to hit that thing really hard, a video that's going to go crazy. And we're going to do a rap song. And I'm doing it right. I'm going to practice
it. You got to make sure that guy can rap good. Yeah, you got to make sure you got to make sure your ghostwriter actually got some bars like the Nick and Bass.
Listen, we're working on it about my life. It's going to be, you know, like hitting ice and hitting licks up and down East Coast and what, you know, doing shit.
Every time you explain to someone, that's the only thing.
Put a needle on my dick, fucking spine out of the bitch or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Hitting the shot in the dick, doing the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put it in there. Why wouldn't you?
Bro, you when we was real faded, you sang the shit out of Kodachrome.
Oh, I got it again.
To me.
Dude, I got it again. Like, I'm going to drop
his
cover.
Like he could do good with it. Oh, buddy.
Hey, Jude, you're going to like this. We went.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course. Who?
You know, it goes back to you like not being able to skate, and if you fall down, you'll die. That type of deal. remember the last time y'all called me and would ask me if I would ever wear some Skechers, and they're like, no, that's for like a closeted gay father. I was wrong. That's for old dudes who don't know whose hands don't work no more and they can't tie shoes. You and Joe Biden got the same shoes. You and Joe Biden wear the same. Those are the don't fall down shoes, bro. You literally feel like.
Oh no! I had to tell him last time. I had to tell him to stop because he was going to explain his other pair of shoes, and I was like, "Please, just don't mention those shoes, man."
Hey, all right,
don't mention those.
You guys are ranking on me,
but,
hey, Jude, you're gonna love this. Nick and I went to my buddy, Rome Sublime concert. We went there the other a couple months ago.
I was going to die
about a month and a half ago. So we I had to do my mind altering. I actually went live. That was great too. But anyway, we go to the concert, right? Myself, Nick and my nephew, Paulie, my nephew's 40, your age. And so we went and we took the RV. Of course, I went and interviewed Rome, did a video, but all that. And we're back behind, where you parked. So they parked us in the spot where all the vans and stuff. So we go to this concert at night. Do you know Sublime at all? Do you know the band with Eric and it used to be Bradley and stuff. But
I don't like Sublime.
You don't like them? But you know who they are, right?
No, but I understand them because I got some flat tires in Long Beach and was stuck out there. And they make sense. I swear to God, I don't like them. But then when I was stuck out there, it's like some surfer hacky sack dudes that probably
can get
you a brick and might stab you to death or shoot you at the same time. Be like, yo, bro, chill, like. That's the vibe. I get it, bro. They're out there. They make sense.
$1 million.
I had $1 million. Listen, I'm like that, dude, because I like the laid back, smoke a joint, do whatever you want, do dabs. So we're out at the concert, and now Eric is there. The guy's been there forever. I think Rome is just propping him up to keep the name from the original name. So he's with us, and I'm telling, this is how he sings. I mean, when I tell you, Jude, we were so fucked up that we were in my RV getting ready to interview. If that guy came into the fucking RV with that get up, you know, he's got the hat, the glasses, the whole shit, I would have fell out of my fucking chair. It was so funny, dude, that Nick and I could not stop laughing till 6 in the fucking morning. My nephew then shows me a picture of me and Eric in these big lounge chairs in the green room saying, look at you two. We look. I got to send you that picture.
Eric's sitting there smoking a cigarette.
Oh, huh? Yeah. No, they weren't.
Was Nick tripping balls too?
Nick was. Nick.
Just you?
No, Nick was. Yeah, Nick good. Was. Yeah, Nick right. And my nephew. So I don't know about him. I don't want to say what he did, but the.
He didn't do anything.
Right. Nobody did anything, you know. So anyway, I thought about you. I said, if you were there with us, because that trip we took to Daytona, to me, was one of the funnest trips off the cuff times I had.
You love taking me on. Your first trip was taking me to bike week on acid in a giant RV. It was a fucking nightmare. Me and Nick had to babysit you. I couldn't even be high all the time. And then when we finally got out, it was like just a bunch of cops and fake bikers, man. Like remember the black guy? Remember the black guy with the bike? Oh, you were in South. You were inside like lost pissing, right? You're lost inside pissing for like 20 minutes. I'm outside waiting for you. There's like a black biker with a weird like little biker vest, and he was talking on the cell phone and eating a fucking an elephant ear off the plate, like all dainty, like I'm like, where the fuck this dude got me at right now, man? And then you're gonna take me to fucking Sublime? Like, no, bro. No. Take me to the forest. Let me look at some trees, man. You fucking yo, and then Larry, no. And then like at the end of the night, I'm like, yo, man, look how pretty that amusement park is with all of that shit. Larry was like, I was abused in an amusement park. I hate amusement park. I'm like, yo.
You'll get a kick out of this.
He's like, I hate beauty.
the next time we tripped, we were in Vegas. And we went crackhead watching. That's what we did. Well,
oh,
trip.
My God.
We went on the strip.
That's not the fun.
And we just sat there. We sat there, and we just walked up to crackheads laughing at them, like making fun of them. And then Larry's like, look at these motherfuckers and the way they're dressed and the way they're sitting. I'm like, Larry, your sweater is 3 sizes too big. Your shirt has bleach stains on it. You look like a crackhead, too.
You look like one of them,
you're coming up to these guys for your next fix, dude.
Like, I looked so fucked up.
There's a difference.
It was awesome.
But you was dressed like a crackhead, but you had the confidence that you had a whole fucking business behind you, man. You had an empire behind you.
It was crazy.
Baby
mama's fucking tax.
We fished a couple bums out of the...
And dude, this is funny. We started, we walk out the door, and there's this guy. We thought he's dying at first.
We started...
The guy dying, was he dying behind that fucking ambiance place? I go, somebody's dying.
Help me.
He was either fucking dying or he was fucking...
He was withdrawing, for sure.
And we go by, and I go, oh, fuck, this is going to be a hell of a fucking night, man. We ended up fucking going... We're sitting in the fucking lobby at 3 in the morning. It's so funny, Jude, because security was following us around. They must have thought I was a fucking... I mean, a whole crew... of undercover fucking security. Nick and I are
We were following the whores around and laughing at
them. We watching the whores work, you know, watching the street girls work.
Quit harassing the whores.
Yes. Dude, when I tell you, I think about guys like you and I. We sitting there watching, look at this one work, these guys. And there's these fucking geek motherfuckers. You could see they come from fucking like bumfuck like Idaho. And I'm fucking, holy shit, look at this. And we're watching.
We're watching
now,
for
I'm
a
very
good,
observant
like,
about this.
We're watching for a good hour.
So Nick goes, look, you notice it? I go, yeah, we got like undercover security following me and literally following us around. Think I got money in my pocket. I got to be, but I look like
had money in your basketball shorts.
Yeah,
he was wearing basketball shorts. Yes.
Was I wearing basketball
shorts? Yo, they probably could see all of your dick through the fucking basketball shorts. I'm like, this guy's about to fucking flash a family. And it was just
he had a robe on. He just had a robe on.
That was one day I just wore a robe.
Hey, ladies.
You do know I don't give a fuck, dude. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the people that don't give a fuck really don't give a fuck. Like, Larry does not try to not give a fuck.
But while we were whore watching,
Sam was talking about you the other day, and we were talking about it because Sam goes, Larry, he goes, you do know you're not a trendsetter. He goes, what are you fucking? He goes, you remember when Jude was here? I said, yeah. He goes, you're hosting a guy from a nice radio show and all that, and you are fucking just...
all back to you just had a presidential candidate on today and you had no underwear on, basketball shorts, and socks. You had no shoes on,
Nick,
Larry.
Took a picture.
You opened the door with no shoes on. You're just wearing socks, bro. You had stains. You had stains on your fucking shirt.
I think people know I don't give a fuck.
Larry, how's this guy even gonna stand a chance? He doesn't even rate underwear for you, bro. Like, he didn't even, like, bother to just throw on some fucking drawers. And it's a 50-50 chance. It's a coin flip. He might have it one day. He might not. It's not even like you got a hard-tested rule on underwear. You didn't even bother to be like, you know, let me throw on some underwear for this fucking presidential candidate of a party that I really
He doesn't even get underwear
To be real... And he said it. We sat down. I don't know. I guarantee his first impression was probably, this guy's fucking great. But he liked the studio. And then he sat down. He goes, after I started the show, was very professional, know what to ask and stuff. He goes, you really impressed me 3 times right away. Did he not say that, Nick? I think it's on the show. Anyway, and I ended up, obviously, you know, as a libertarian, I'm all for do whatever you want in your own home. What the fuck? I don't give a fuck. Listen, I don't want the government to do it. But no, Jude, I'm going to get back. This ain't about me. I want to ask you, Jude. Jude, what's going on with your show? What's going on with your show? What's going on?
We're coming up on our 20-year anniversary next year.
Wow, next year. What's planned? Do we have to come out there? What do we got to do?
I don't know.
I mean, is Sirius going to do something?
I don't know, man. I'd rather talk about you not having underwear, man.
He wants to talk about my no underwear.
We can go back to the ladies of the night.
I'm not trying to think of that. I'm not trying to think of that shit.
The ladies.
Man, fuck,
so
God.
We're sitting there. We're. I want to go
back
to
Wait a minute.
To it,
one day, Jude, did you see my podcast? Naked podcast? Did you see that?
Nah, man. I watched you and Nick watching a fight. I don't know how I ended up watching you and Nick watching a fucking fight.
That's the other day, the live fight.
I'm like, who are those people that watch fights? And then suddenly, like 30 minutes, I was like, I'm the fucking.
I'm the motherfucker.
Hey, Jude.
I'm watching Nick being all snarky and shit. Nick, you're snarky, bro. He's kind of like a snarky princess queen type dude. Like,
call me princess.
Dude, you're sassy.
I think I'm gonna call him princess. I think his name should be princess. Yeah. Hey, Jude, did you
pay him?
Not that day. Hey, Jude, did you see the naked podcast we did?
I hate that I missed it.
Listen, you can go look at it. Listen, you can.
So genuine.
Jude, you can actually go look at that on YouTube. I did a naked.
Hold on, let me write it down.
I did a naked podcast.
Hold on, I'm typing it.
Dude, you're going to laugh.
It's in the queue.
Dude, I did this naked podcast at a swingers club in the bondage room. I had these two girls, from Brazil. I had this Brazilian girl and this sweet African American girl, and myself, the manager.
Black no more.
Black, Negro, I don't know. What do you want to call? I don't know. You know, it doesn't matter.
What the fuck?
What did I say wrong?
Bro,
the fuck are you all talking
chill
about?
Chill out. All right.
Listen.
Yeah, anyway, sorry. Anyway.
Fuck you all now. Wait a minute. I didn't say anything wrong.
50.
No, I don't even care. Look at. He's just going crazy, Nick. I love it. Hey, Jude, so we did this naked podcast, and people go, where do we watch it? They asked, so we put it up on air where, of course, I had to blur things out. But everybody in the room, whoever wanted to watch, had to be naked in the podcast. Everybody.
Wow.
So it worked out that people said, oh, my God, Larry, this is great. You know, you
There's
guys should
orgies
open
going on in the background.
There were orgies in the other room.
Let me... let me ask you this, because as a host yourself, and both you and I are hosts, I find it extremely difficult to work and look at like a nice cunt I would like to fuck. Like I can't concentrate on being clever when there's like a just a dripping wet cunt, just a dick down.
It, you said just you ready to be problem? Dicked down?
Dude. Look at that fucking twat.
He does never like disappoint. Jude never disappoints. Jude, I don't even find it. I wanted to do this to show people that, listen, I'm a member of the ANRR, which is American Association, AANR, which is so American Association Nude right. Recreation.
It's the only name you can get right.
Listen, and I'm one
he
of these.
He doesn't know the name of my show.
Yeah, but he's got that one down fucking pat.
I got the all out.
Library card with ANRR on that bitch, man. All right, Larry, go on. Tell me more.
You guys are great. I tell everybody, I wanted a show that you could have a regular conversation. Naked means nothing. Listen, I'm not a lover of clothes. We know that. So it's not like I'm going to be some fashion plate. So I look at it like, listen.
Not at all.
I could look past your tits or your cock or your pussy or whatever it is and have a conversation and not think about, oh, I want to fuck those tits. I want to fuck that ass. I don't look at it like that. I look at it like, hey, the person's an intelligent person.
You just look at their personality. Larry's so fucking, you're so elevated.
You're so much better than us, Larry. You're so much better.
I didn't say I didn't look at him.
Larry, all it took was you having to fucking just rail 10 guys' wives in front of them for you to get to that point. Congratulations. You're like the Gandhi of this shit, bro.
He's sitting there meditating.
Oh, fucking dude. You make my shit. I can't tell you how much I laugh and like. You know, it's just that, listen, I'm not saying I don't look. I'm a normal guy. You know what I mean? The tits are hanging. There's nice aerials. There's, you know, nice stuff. There's a nice slit. You can see where it comes off the hairline. I mean, it's just nice. So, I mean, I'm going to look. I mean, how can't you not look? I mean, nobody said looking is against the law.
I stand corrected. I used to, back in like 2000, I wiped poles down at a fucking titty bar. And by the time 4 hours into the shift, you're like, put on a fucking shirt. It looks like Matt Geo in this bitch, dog. So I get it, man. Like, after a while, you're just like, all right, man, put on a fucking tank top, or I don't need to see your asshole.
Well, I don't ever say that, though. I don't say that. I still like to look, and I can still have that conversation. So it's not like, listen, clothes to me are just like, hey, listen, we came out of our mother's naked. We're going to leave this fucking planet naked. What the fuck?
Right? No, they actually dress you.
I hope I can keep an erection like that. I want to keep half a chub when I die.
Absolutely. What half? I want to use the shot. Yeah, I'm going to tell the doctor to shoot the shot in me. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm going
to
put out a cock ring in my final stages.
He said, shoot me up and tie me off.
Stay ready.
Shoot me up and use a cock ring, please.
Shoot me up and tie me off.
And put it way around my balls tight.
No, use a zip tie. You got to use a zip tie is what you got to use.
Yeah, you can't feel the pain.
Zip tie that shit, please.
He won't feel the pain. Jude, what do you make this show? I know going on your show, something's good. Every time I go on Jude's show, if I tape it, forget it. We get kicked off YouTube. They give me a warning letter. They do something. I love it. So I don't know what John has got planned. Actually, for today, I was thinking about that. I said,
Nobody knows what John has planned. John don't even know what John has planned, man.
But I will be there.
He's bringing shit on me.
I looked at the calendar. I said, sure, five. I got some. What do I got yet tomorrow? I got something going. I forget already. And then I looked. I said, oh, from 5 o'clock? Perfect. I mean, I got something up till 3. I said, so good. And Nick is going to set up the roadcast, you know, because I can't do that shit. If I do that shit, it's fucked. Yeah. You know that, buddy.
Yeah, no. So I was yelling at John about that. He was trying to get Larry to fucking do science. And I'm like, bro, Larry's a billion years old. Larry can't do science. I can't fucking do science because I'm fucking a million years old. Like, this shit is past us, man.
I agree.
I was like, just get him on a rotary phone and fucking let him talk.
You know, it's funny, dude, because it's like, listen, I try. I actually know as much as not bad for a 62-year-old dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you know more than I do.
You know more than me.
Yeah, I don't know about if I know more than you. I just know what I know, and I got enough to fuck the world up.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. But I look at it.
That's all you need.
Jude, I do want to do something with you. I really want to. I'm discussing with Nick, and I'll discuss with you off air, of course. We want to come up with a segment where it's like an ask Jude or ask somebody who's been on the daytime talk shows, because we get some of that or whatever and how it goes. And I want an Ask Jude segment where we do something. And I hope you're open to it, because I think people need to see more and more.
I give good advice.
Absolutely. Listen,
sound advice.
I got people I know now that watch your show. I mean, or listen to your show. Actually, you know, they listen to it, like Sam now and a couple other people. Oh, yeah. Listen, how, you know, I still go back to that restaurant, Jude, and those kids ask about you all the time. Oh, man, do you still hear from Jude? I said, yeah, that's my man. There you go. They go, is he going to come back? I said, he will. And when he comes back, we're coming in to see you guys. You know, because they're smart young kids, too, actually. You know, they talk, they love the cigars. I gave them cigars and that kind of stuff,
that's
you know.
Great, man.
Yeah, I love, listen, I love kids that are, listen, anybody can sit through our shit.
I love kids, too, Larry.
Yeah. I like them about 22, 23.
No, I mean, like, when they work hard and shit.
No, that's, you know that. You know that, yeah. I'm all for that.
He was busing tables and going to school to get, to do real estate, man. I fuck with that. Like, I just like to see a hustle. I just love to see someone trying to get it, man.
You know, I could, you know, you said it so true, Jude. I hate to say, that's the reason. Listen, Nick is a fuck up, like a normal kid, but he's got a good work ethic. He's here. He shows up. He could give me the gruff. He could give me the little pansy ass pussy princess shit bull crap. But you know what? You know, you.
He's a snarky queen, but he's there every day.
He's a good
he's
one.
He's a Cal Ripken of being snarky, bro. Like, you there every day.
I'm loving this. You're the Cal Ripken. He don't know who Cal Ripken is. That's his problem. Cal Ripken's the greatest.
He's the Iron Man.
He's the Iron Man. He played more games than any man in the history. He passed Ty Cobb and all of them. Absolutely. He passed Lou Gehrig, used to be the one. Now it's Cal Ripken Jr. But never getting hurt. You're talking about a shortstop. Guy was a shortstop for most of his career.
I thought we were talking about Tony Stark.
See that? He wants. You know what he said to me when I took him to New York, Jude?
That's why people want to punch you. Right here, Nick. Right
there. You're talking about Iron Man. What the fuck are we talking about?
They just want to grab him. They just want to grab him and be like, just shake the shit out of him.
Better than that, Jude. I take him to New York. And we go to New York, and he goes, I've been here. He goes, I've been here through the Spider-Man fucking shit.
Well, it took about 2 hours.
I said, get shut up. I went out and smacked the shit out of him.
It took me about 2 hours of telling you that I've been places. I was like, yeah, I've been here. Oh, yeah, I've been actually to the top of that building. You were like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was just bothering the shit out of him.
Dude, did you see the video where he went and did a flip, and then I beat the shit out of him after the flip? I got to show you that video. He got smart ass with me one day. We were working out.
I saw that video. It was a great video.
Yeah. Yeah, great video. Nick getting his ass kicked.
All the grief pending. That, like, we over here giving Nick. That motherfucking Nick, he drove your gigantic fucking bus, house, whatever, house, home, bus, driver. What's it called? A mobile home?
RV.
That motherfucker
right.
Into Bike Week while you was fucking... RV, while you was off your shit on acid, cussing.
Oh, the other day, Jude.
Fucking bro.
Same shit happened the other day. We were in the truck.
Yeah.
Except this time, I don't want to incriminate anyone, but we both were kind of on the shits.
Oh.
And I was navigating us somewhere, and he just kept going, cops. There's cops up there.
Right.
There's cops. And then he kept going, you got to get off here. No,
that's
you missed
best,
your turn.
That's the best thing to tell someone fucking tripping balls, by the way.
Cops. Hey, there's
don't
cops
worry,
up here.
Cops over there.
Hey, Jude, I will never forget the advice you gave him that day. You said, listen, Nick, the dude is fucked up. Shh, just don't fucking listen to him. Just fucking do your thing.
Yeah, he's over here trying to negotiate with a terrorist. I'm like, he's gone. He's like... Simply by answering a question, you've already lost. Like, don't even fucking negotiate with his ass. He's fucking gone.
Well, then he starts going, you can't hear.
Like, don't do it.
You can't hear. And what, can't
I got
you
the
hear?
Fucking speakers blaring. I got the speakers blaring. I'm fucking singing.
Oh, you're too busy to respond.
And then we pull into a freaking Waffle House. I don't know what happened there.
You get out, you hop out of that IHOP, and you go, are we eating pancakes again? You were so ready for some fucking pancakes 2 hours after we just ate pancakes.
That was with us. Yeah, Larry was sweating profusely, fucking rocking, talking about pancakes. I'm like, nah, bro, no. And then, let me go back to this. Nick didn't tell you to fuck off. He got passive-aggressive and didn't answer you. That's what happened. Nick, you gotta use your words. We don't understand that. We're ethnic types. We don't understand passive aggression.
Oh,
tell a motherfucker to fuck off.
Is that the truth? And you know, he has done that lately. I only hit him once since you've been gone. And some people on the line, they say, man, Nick, you better get help. Nick, do you need help? Blink if you need help. But anyway, Jude, we got to go. We're going to be going. I really appreciate your time, man. And Jude, anything going on? I'll be talking to you later. Definitely, man. You know, you're the man.
Hey, I got nothing to plug. I just want to talk to y'all.
Listen, man, I love you, and thank you for coming on. You know that, Jude. That is Jude Angeline, everybody, from the Rude Jude Show, Sirius XM Radio, the all-out show. Check him out. He's on Channel 45 on the M&M. See, I know all that shit, dude. Don't think I don't.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's that nudist club? What's the nudist organization that you involved in?
The AANR, the American Association of Nude Recreation.
Yeah, he knows that shit.
Still can't get his show right.
The show he comes on all the fucking time. Yeah. He just knows what he has to claim, so he doesn't sound like a total piece of shit. Congratulations.
I love you, brother.
Bye, fellas.
Thanks, Jude. Love you, buddy. I'll talk to you in a bit, man.
Love you, man.
I love this guy. Everybody, that's Rude Jude, man. That man is a hilarious dude, man. I will tell you what. Nick, is he fun or what?
Oh, yeah.
He is. I'm loving a segment we're going to put together, everybody. It's going to be Ask Jude, because Jude will come off with some crazy shit. Am I right, Nick? He will come and tell it like it is.
You know who also would be really funny at that?
Who?
Kirill. After your podcast where he was like, yeah, all the girls who buy my merchandise are fat.
Oh.
I was like, these are motherfuckers employing your life, bro.
Yes.
And you're just dogging on them. Oh, you are hilarious.
You know, I told the girl from the restaurant that.
Yeah.
She liked it.
I
was, Jesus, am I missing something? maybe I don't know what I'm doing. But he would, that'd be a great one. I'm going to have Jude doing the show. This is what I really want to do, Nick. Tell the audience. You guys let me know if you
want
it.
We'll need a better mic.
We're going to work that out. We'll figure it all out. But what we're going to do is have Rude answering questions, ask Jude, and then I'm going to have Kirill call in and ask questions to Jude. Don't tell him.
Oh, have him go back and forth. Oh, fuck. That'd be amazing. Just like a prank call?
Not a prank call, because these two know each other. You know, they know each other.
Okay, but don't tell Jude Kirill's calling in.
No,
and have Kirill fuck with Jude.
Absolutely, yeah, and just
awesome.
Watch Jude go off. And be ready with the button. No, be ready with
the button.
Buttons. No button.
No buttons. But
nah, we're gonna do that because.
Oh, you're talking about a censor button?
No, listen.
I had to send.
Listen, you had to censor him.
I had to censor you
today.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't censor me.
I have to.
Really?
I have to.
Oh, come on. Did I say anything bad?
Yeah, and I'm going to censor this part, too.
No.
I am going to cut this.
Look at this, guys. He's cutting me. But I don't know. We're going to have it. You know, I'm loving the show. We're having a fun. I love doing these one-on-one shows with Nick and getting a guest like Jude in. Because, Jude, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. You really don't. And people will know that. You just don't know. Jude will tell it. Do you hear what he says? I want to see their twats, Mr. Oh, you said you can't censor him. You know, you can't. What are you doing? Hey, Princess, what are you doing? Like he said, this guy's going crazy on me, people. Listen, he's a princess. Like Jude said, what do you call you?
I don't know.
A queen princess. That's what he called Nick.
And put some fucking respect on it.
I'm going to Mrs. Queen Bridges.
Say it with your fucking chest. If you're going to say it, put some respect on it, all right?
I love it. Listen, everybody, we're having a lot of fun. We did have fun. I want to, again, thank Jude Angeline for coming in here. I really did.
We're just mumbling at this point.
We're not mumbling. Listen, I'm thanking my friend Jude. I'm thanking everybody watching. Yo, Nick, thanks. Have a great day yourself, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
And are you doing this fucking thing to just fuck with me now?
Hey, we're just going in circles.
Stop being a princess.
That's it. Stop being a princess.
All right, everybody, please make good choices. Keep watching. Please let us know what you want. And answer, and I do answer these comments. Have a great day, everybody.
Don't touch anything.
Stay strong. Make good choices. See you next time.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.